This is Imran Anwar with In My Humble Opinion, the latest edition of News and Views. Basically, we're going to talk about Saddam Hussein's trial. One of the things I've always believed in is a free and fair trial, even for a big-time criminal. However, in the case of Saddam Hussein, we all knew that if he was arrested and if he ever went to trial, it would be a circus. The best thing, in my humble opinion, instead of having this circus of a trial where his lawyers are getting killed, poor victims are supposed to come out, be witnesses against him, and then take the risk of having his insurgent supporters go kill them or their families. What junk is that? What joke that is? The best thing in the world, in my humble opinion, would have been to kill the guy and then display his body to the rest of the world. That's what he deserved. He didn't deserve any better than that. And that's my humble opinion. Second item, we have this interesting item of Condoleezza Rice, the Secretary of State. Somebody I would not hire as a secretary, by the way. Secretary of State of the United States is basically in Germany, basically saying that people should expect there would be some sort of mistakes made in the war on terror. This is the part I cannot understand. In this so-called war on terror started by George Bush, Dick Cheney, Condoleezza Rice, Donald Rumsfeld, Halliburton, and all their friends, they have made nothing but mistakes. It was George Bush who was on duty, on watch, reading a children's book when September 11 happened. It was George Bush who then basically attacked Afghanistan and Bin Laden got away and has been out and about for 4 years since then. It was George Bush who then went ahead, talked about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq that were never found and attacked Iraq and basically set fire to that whole region with a fire that might go on burning for 100 more years. It was George Bush on whose watch constitutional freedoms of the United States citizens were violated. It was on his watch that torture became an acceptable use of American policy. It was on his watch that oil prices shot up to $70 a barrel. It was on his watch that all the other things are happening, including the fact that we have become the laughingstock of the world, as we fly planes full of detainees so that we can take them to different countries and torture them as our own laws may not permit to happen here. So when Condoleezza Rice says some mistakes may be made, quite frankly, folks, I am waiting for the time when something right will be done, and I'm still waiting. Israel launches a clampdown in the West Bank after the bombing. I think a suicide bomber blew himself and five people up. I really cannot understand what the value of that suicide bombing was to the Intifada or even to the freedom of the Palestinian people from Israeli occupation. I am a big supporter of Palestinians' right to their homeland and to occupied Palestine gaining freedom from the state of Israel. However, when things seem to be moving forward, when you have one part of the occupied territories now back in Palestinian hands, West Bank should be the next part that they fight about or talk about. What's the point of going out, souring the mood, killing people, five, you know, shoppers or something in a mall? How did that make Israel weaker and how did that make Palestine stronger? I have no idea. So I don't know what the planning is behind this. If the planning is just to make this bloodshed go on forever, sure, the Israelis are not going to win, but neither are the Palestinians. So it was a dumb, stupid terror attack, in my humble opinion. Forecasters are seeing much more and bigger hurricanes ahead. You know what? I cannot understand why people say there may not be anything such as global warming or mankind's influence on the environment. Quite frankly, I see it every day, and I'm living in New York. Today, it's the first week of December. Instead of us wondering if there would be a white Christmas or a snow at Christmas time towards the end of December, December started with the snows. So I basically expect this pattern to continue. This is really scary. Hospitals are not prepared to handle the patients who have to arrive after a disaster or a pandemic. So the US, 4 years after September 11, talking about biological warfare, chemical warfare, nuclear dirty bombs, etc., is still not prepared for that. In the meantime, we are burning money and killing thousands of Americans and thousands of Iraqis by attacking Iraq just so that Halliburton and Dick Cheney and his friends can get rich. Shameful, shameful, shameful. In the meantime, Cheney insists steady progress is happening in Iraq. Folks, this is the same guy who said the insurgency in Iraq was in its dying throes. Dying throes? Who's dying? 2,125 Americans have been killed since then. Since we attacked Iraq, 2,125 American soldiers are dead. Tens of thousands of Iraqis are dead. Not to mention the American soldiers killed in Afghanistan. Bin Laden is still out there, still planning the destruction of Americans and America. In the meantime, George Bush and Dick Cheney, the intelligent Dick Cheney, who happens to be the ex-CEO of Halliburton, that happens to be getting all the contracts in Iraq. Even before the bombing began, they had been given some of those contracts. So this is the man who says there is steady progress. Yes, Mr. Cheney, there is steady progress. That's probably in the way your friends are getting richer, and I'm sure they're counting the days till they can make their next few millions at the expense of American and Iraqi lives. So shame on you, Mr. Cheney. Russia plans could end Iran talks impasse. Now, this is an interesting situation again. We have 2,125 more dead Americans, not counting the 25,000 injured Americans who came back. How many of them died later? I don't know. How many have committed suicide? Nobody's counting. And forget about all the tens of thousands of Iraqis that died in this process. We went in there talking about weapons of mass destruction. In the meantime, North Korea is basically a screwdriver's turn away from exploding a nuclear weapon. And Iran now is looking to do the same thing. And what is Iran learning? Iran is learning that instead of trying to be like Saddam and saying, we have no weapons, they're learning from that evil idiot in North Korea, strengthened by the evil idiot in Washington, George Bush, because that Kim Il-sung, whatever his name is, seems to have understood that the only way to deal with George Bush is to stand up to him. And if you stand up to America, America is going to go bomb somebody else. So on George Bush's watch, we have potentially several more nuclear-powered states coming online. And that's happening while we're fighting and losing American lives in Iraq. And that's what's going on, folks. And that really is really shameful. So right now, situation in Iraq getting worse. Dick Cheney says it's getting better. The economy seems to be moving up, but consumer sentiment seems to be down. The stock market, one of the most iffy things in the world right now. So I ask you as Americans, are we on the right track or are we on the wrong track? That's the time. This is the time of year when we have to think those things through and send a message to our government. No, we are on the wrong track and we need to take control of our government and our country and get it right back on the right track of being the great United States of America. Thank you for listening. This is Imran Anwar within my humble opinion.